If you grew up in Cape Town after District 6 had been flattened by the apartheid government, you may have wondered what it would have been like to walk down Hanover Street. But now, thanks to a groundbreaking virtual reality experience, you can now immerse yourself in the experience of parts of the areas as it was. It was developed by the District 6 Museum in collaboration with the Academy of Digital Arts and the creative agency Loud Rabbits. Let me speak quickly to Zenit Patel-Kasko, the executive director of the District 6 Museum. Zena, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate your time. What I appreciate about the District 6 Museum is an experience at the museum where you could walk and follow District 6 down the streets, but on a floor level map, and all of the exhibits upstairs give you a highlight or give you an insight into the home, domestic, the business life of what it was like in District 6. What is this augmented reality going to add to the experience at District 6 Museum? Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much, Lester, for having us on your show. Yes, this is an absolutely amazing opportunity. I mean, you speak about our, you know, we have the street map in the museum that sort of gives you a feeling of the space that was demolished in District 6. So I'm very keen to say to everybody, well, if you want to find out about what this augmented reality is like, then just come to the launch on Saturday or come and visit the museum. This is the first opportunity where I think people can physically move through something. We have films, we have videos, we have photographs, we have pictures. This is a different immersive experience where we almost want to bring it alive and make you feel as if you're actually physically in District 6.
A former residents tested the experience yet? Are they the ones who would be your fact checkers, so to say, in trying to get as real and close the experience as possible by wearing these VR headsets as you walk down the streets of District 6?
Yes, absolutely. So that's what's so amazing working with Lars and AGA and the rest of the team. We District 6 provided as much footage as possible in terms of, you know, pictures, etc., from our archives department. They then went and created something, and we put together a focus group consisting of some of the former residents, and it was an absolutely emotional, mind-blowing experience to sit back and watch some of the experiences and the reactions of our former residents. Obviously, one of the greatest challenges is, you know, we're not at the stage where the entire District 6 is replicated, so it's parts of District 6. Because we are working off footage, I mean, there are areas of District 6 that aren't captured. We are working with whatever we have left from the site. And some of our residents have gone, you know, this is familiar, or this wasn't here, or you've got to insert this or change this. But we've included them. They are a critical partner, our former residents. They are the focus group. And so we've had to employ a lot of sensitivity as well in working with this because it's emotional. Imagine your home being demolished and somebody creating it virtually and saying, you know, come and have a look at this road. We've had to take feelings into consideration.
It's a very important point.
I think it's worked.
It's a very important point because as much as you want it to be a learning experience, this is still the lived reality of people who are still alive and who still live with the trauma of forced removal. So I appreciate the sensitivity of simply not just trying to create some sort of very realistic visual representation of people whose lives is undoubtedly, and the trajectory of their lives and their families' lives being affected by forced removals in District 6. I appreciate that sensitivity. Have there been any real emotional moments of people who have experienced it so far?
Yes, and Lars, or I can just imagine Lars' face as he's speaking about this. When we did it and we put the first visual up, one of the former residents who actually lived in a particular street was present, and we caught her reaction as she looked up. We it was really emotional, and it made, you know, all of us sitting there felt it as well. And so it becomes, you know, we talk about immersive virtual reality, but it becomes very real. She came back and she said, okay, you've got to change this. And so did a rough drawing and explanation about how she saw the road and even mentioned to us, well, one thing is you've got to put the drains in the road because the water used to come down the mountain.
Oh, wow.
That did not live in any of the photographs. You had to physically live there so that you could know that. You know, that's the kind of knowledge that doesn't exist in even in our archive that we had to insert into this.
Zinat, let me quickly just speak to Lars Espeet. He is a game developer and educator at the Academy of Digital Arts. Lars, thanks so much for joining us. Just from a development point of view, how did you go about trying to reimagine District 6 as close to reality as possible?
Yeah, thank you for having me. So the way that we approached it, pretty much like Zinat already said, is with this idea in mind, first of all, we don't want to feel like it's a game. A lot of people confuse virtual reality with it has to be a game or it's an entertaining experience. So we approached it like from the get-go, like a documentary, so that you walk through District 6 that looks as that looks as realistic and as authentic as we could make it. The alumni students of the Academy of Digital Arts had the chance to walk into the museum and work with Dean Yates, who showed them all their exhibits. We measured them and replicated the and replicated everything in as 3D models to put them into the actual experience.
How much of the experience came from real world evidence, photographic or visual evidence, and how much had to be imagined of the testimonies and experience of former residents, and how do you build in a layout of the street using what is there as evidence, photographs and videos, and what do we have to represent via the imagination?
It's a bit hard to say because the photos that we have are very often from very different points in time, like from 1950, from 1966, from 1970. So that was why that testing session was so very important, where we could get the feedback on was that actually there? Was that building there? What did the streets look like? And I would say about 60 to 70% is how it should be. And there are some parts, and that is why we see it still as an open project. It will develop over time because we want to have more input. We know there are a lot of photos still out there that people have from back then, so that we can continuously build new areas and update the buildings in the app so that it becomes more and more realistic. But we are very close with the elements that we implement.
So is it still an ongoing invitation that says that, I lived in Stirling Street and I have a photograph of what District 6 like looked from my position from Stirling Street. Would you like to have it? And then you can start to incorporate it into this experience.
Yes, exactly. That is the idea, so that every year we get a new version that gets closer and closer to the real version, to the real District 6.
Zinat, just remind us, when does this exhibit open, some of the details of how we can experience it?
Sure. So we're launching on Saturday. We open, you know, we have seats for the public, the media is all invited, our partners are going to be there. And then you contact District 6, you look at our social media. We're going to host the Oculus in the museum, and we're asking people to book. When they come for their tours, they have to book to experience it, because obviously, there's only a certain number of headsets, etc., and there are some controls that are required. We are hoping that we can transfer this into some kind of mobile exhibit in the future as well, because we'd like to take it out to our schools as part of our public education program.
Zina Patel-Kaska is the executive director of the District 6 Museum. The opening of this exhibit, this VR experience, and what it's like and what is probably the closest that we'll now get to a representation, virtual reality of District 6, that opens on Saturday at the District 6 Museum in Baton County.